Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman by Avram Goldar and today Mezeches Nazir Daf Zayin, the first parak called Kanune Nazirus. So the three Davs we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Amar Harini Nazir Achas Gadola, Harini Nazir Achas Katana. If one said, I'm a Nazir for a great Nazirus, or I'm a Nazir for a minor Nazirus, Afil Mikan Matzav, oh, I'm Nazir Shashim Yom. Or even if he said, from here until the end of the world, he's a Nazir for 30 days. When the Mor asked that the final case should mean to accept Nazirus for his whole life, it answers that the person means, Arichu Yehada Milsik Mekanvat Sofa Olam. This matter is as long for me as from here until the end of the world. The Rosh adds that we choose this interpretation because unclear Nazirus declarations are ruled leniently. The Gemara asks that another Mishnah teaches that if one declared to be a Nazir from here until such and such a place, he's a Nazir for as many days as it takes to travel to that place, with a minimum of 30 days. So why do we not interpret his intent there, too, as merely describing the difficulty of the Nazirus? The Gemara answers, Shechizik Bederech, it's speaking where he has embarked on the road, therefore his declaration is assumed to be made for the duration of his journey to protect him from its hazards. Later, Rava answers that the Mishnah should be understood that he said, I'm a Nazir for one term from here until the end of the world, which is why it's interpreted to refer to its difficulty rather than duration. Point number two, the Mishnah quoted above taught that a declaration of Nazirus from here until such and such a place is a single Nazirus measured by the number of days of travel. The Gemara said we should say he accepted a separate Nazir's term for each day of travel, as the Mishnah teaches, that one who declares himself a Nazir like the dust of the earth, or like the hair on my head, or like the sand of the sea, is a perpetual Nazir and shaves every 30 days, because he's accepted separate 30-day terms for each particle of dust. The Gemara gives two answers. Kol milsa de'es be'kutsusa wakatani. Anything that is determinate is not said by the Mishnah to be interpreted as separate Nazir's terms. Days of a journey which can be counted are understood to mean the length of a single Nazirus. Dust and the other examples which cannot practically be counted, so the duration of the Nazirus cannot be determined, is understood to be innumerable standard Nazirus terms. The Gemara demonstrates this distinction from a Braisa. Rama answers, Shani Sa'aros Hoyul Muvdalos Zomizot. Hairs are different since they are separate from one another, so each hair represents a separate Nazirus, as opposed to days, which make up one long period of time, determine the duration of a single Nazirus. And point number three, the Mishnah teaches, Harini Nazir Shloshim Yom Sha'achas. If one said, I'm a Nazir for 30 days and 1 hour, Nazir Shloshim Ve'echad Yom She'ein Nazirus L'shaos. He's a Nazir for 31 days, because Nazirus is not measured in hours, only days. So it's ruled the same way as one who has declared himself a Nazir for 31 days. Rav said that this only holds true if he said, I'm a Nazir for 31 days. But if he said, Shloshim Yom V'yom Echad, 30 days and 1 day, he's a Nazir for 2 full terms. The extraneous word day indicates that he means separate declarations. The Gemara says that this follows the ruling of Rabbi Kiva, the Darsh Rishna Yisera, who interprets extraneous language. Rabbi Kiva ruled that if one sold a house, the pit and cistern are not included in the sale, but the seller does not automatically retain rights of access. The Chamim hold he does. Rabbi Kiva concedes that if the seller stipulated not to include the pit or cistern in the sale, then this extraneous phrase is interpreted to also retain the right of access. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, Amar Harini Nazir Achas Gadol, Harini Nazir Achas Katana. If one said, I'm a Nazir for a great Nazirus, or I'm a Nazir for a minor Nazirus, Afil Mikan Vatsofa Olam Nazir Shoshim Yom. Or even if he said, from here until the end of the world, he's a Nazir for 30 days. When the Mor asks that the final case should mean to accept Nazirus for his whole life, it answers that the person means, Arichu Yehada Milsik Mekan Vatsofa Olam. This matter is as long for me as from here until the end of the world. The Rosh adds that we choose this interpretation because unclear Nazirus declarations are ruled leniently. The Gemara asks that another Mishnah teaches that if one declared to be a Nazir from here until such and such a place, he's a Nazir for as many days as it takes to travel to that place, with a minimum of 30 days. So why do we not interpret his intent there, too, as merely describing the difficulty of the Nazirus? The Gemara answers, Shechizik Bederech, it's speaking where he has embarked on the road, therefore his declaration is assumed to be made for the duration of his journey to protect him from its hazards. Later, Rava answers that the Mishnah should be understood that he said, I'm a Nazir for one term from here until the end of the world, which is why it's interpreted to refer to its difficulty rather than duration. Point number two, the Mishnah quoted above taught that a declaration of Nazirus from here until such and such a place is a single Nazirus measured by the number of days of travel. The Gemara said we should say he accepted a separate Nazir's term for each day of travel, as the Mishnah teaches that one who declares himself a Nazir like the dust of the earth, or like the hair on my head, or like the sand of the sea, is a perpetual Nazir and shaves every 30 days because he's accepted separate 30-day terms for each particle of dust. The Gemara gives two answers. Kol milsa de eis be'kutsusa lo katani. Anything that is determinant is not said by the Mishnah to be interpreted as separate Nazir's terms. Days of a journey which can be counted are understood to mean the length of a single Naziris. Dust and the other examples which cannot practically be counted, so the duration of the Naziris cannot be determined, is understood to be innumerable standard Naziris terms. The Gemara demonstrates this distinction from a Braisa. Rama answers, Shani Sa'aros Hoyul Muvdala Zomizot. Hairs are different since they are separate from one another, so each hair represents a separate Naziris, as opposed to days, which make up one long period of time, determine the duration of a single Naziris. And point number three, the Mishnah teaches, Harni Nazir Shloshim Yom V'Sha'achas. If one said, I'm a Nazir for 30 days and 1 hour, Nazir Shloshim V'Echad Yom She'ein Naziris L'Shaos. He's a Nazir for 31 days, because Naziris is not measured in hours, only days. So it's ruled the same way as one who has declared himself a Nazir for 31 days. Rav said that this only holds true if he said, I'm a Nazir for 31 days. But if he said, Shloshim Yom V'Yom Echad, 30 days and 1 day, he's a Nazir for 2 full terms. The extraneous word day indicates that he means separate declarations. The Gemara says that this follows the ruling of Rabbi Akiva, the Darsh Lishna Yisera, who interprets extraneous language. Rabbi Akiva ruled that if one sold a house, the pit and cistern are not included in the sale, but the seller does not automatically retain rights of access. The Chamim hold he does. Rabbi Akiva concedes that if the seller stipulated not to include the pit or cistern in the sale, then this extraneous phrase is interpreted to also retain the right of access. All right, so now we go to our Siman for Daf Zayin, and our standard Siman is a Kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun for the Siman, a gun. So here goes. The man shooting hairy bullets from his gun at a globe as he proclaimed, I'm a Nazir until the end of the world, and almost hit his nemesis who declared he's a Nazir, like the hairs on his head, who would shave himself every 30 days while ducking behind the globe, was distracted by a man who declared loudly, I'm a Nazir for 30 days and 1 hour. Once again, in slow motion. The man shooting hairy bullets from his gun, that must be more Daf Zayin, Clay Zayin, gun. The man shooting hairy bolts from his gun at a globe as he proclaimed, I'm a Nazir until the end of the world, which reminds us, if one said, Harni Nazir Akas Gadol, Harni Nazir Akas Katana, I'm a Nazir for a great Naziris, or I'm a Nazir for a minor Naziris, Afil Mikan Bad Silva Olam Nazir Shloshim Yom, or even if he said, from here until the end of the world, he's a Nazir for 30 days. So the man shooting hairy bolts from his gun at a globe as he proclaimed, I'm a Nazir until the end of the world, and almost hit his nemesis, who declared he's a Nazir like the hairs on his head, who would shave himself every 30 days while ducking behind the globe, which reminds the Gemara teaches the difference between one who says he's a Nazir mikan v'ad makom ploni, and I'm a Nazir like the dust of the earth, like the hair on my head. Days of a journey, which can be counted, are understood to mean the length of a single Naziris. Dust and hair on the head, which cannot practically be counted, so the duration of Naziris cannot be determined, is understood to be innumerable standard Naziris terms. So the man shooting hairy bolts from his gun at a globe as he proclaimed, I'm a Nazir until the end of the world, and almost hit his nemesis who declared he's a Nazir like the hairs on his head, who would shave himself every 30 days while ducking behind the globe, was distracted by a man who declared loudly, I'm a Nazir for 30 days and 1 hour. Which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches, if one said, Harni Nazir Shloshim Yom V'Sha'achas, I'm a Nazir for 30 days and 1 hour, Nazir Shloshim V'Echad Yom She'ein Naziris L'Shaos. He's a Nazir for 31 days, because Naziris is not measured in hours, only days. So it's ruled the same way as one who declared himself a Nazir for 31 days. Rav said that this only holds true if he said, I'm a Nazir for 31 days. But if he said, Shloshim Yom V'Yom Echad, 30 days, and 1 day, he's a Nazir for 2 full terms. So once again, the man shooting hairy bolts from his gun at a globe as he proclaimed, I'm a Nazir until the end of the world, and almost hit his nemesis who declared he's a Nazir like the hairs on his head, who would shave himself every 30 days while ducking behind the globe, was distracted by a man who declared loudly, I'm a Nazir for 30 days and 1 hour. All right, so now it's time for Vor Bala Ba'al Chazara. Daf Gimel. So the Siman Daf Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The man riding the hairy camel, that must be Daf Gimel, Gamal, camel. The man riding the hairy camel, who was inspired by water sent to make fruit trees grow, and said, Hari Alai L'Shalech Pera, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that one who says, Hari Alai L'Shalech Pera, it is upon me to grow tresses, as a nazir. The Gemara explains that the source of the word shiluch means to grow is from the pasuk shalachayich partis rimonim. Your growths of hair are like an orchard of pomegranates. The Gemara clarifies that the pasuk of b'shalech maim al pnei chutzos and sends water upon the fields can be understood to mean growth, that when they water the fruit trees, they grow through water on the fields. So the man riding the hairy camel, who was inspired by water sent to make fruit trees grow and said, Hari alai l'shalech pera, was inspired again by some hairy birds flying by and said, an obligation of birds is upon me, which reminds us. The Mishnah say that one who says, Hari alai tziparin, an obligation of birds is upon me, Remer says he's a nazir, the Chachamim say he's not. Reish Lakish explains Remer's position, that his intent is to grow his hair long, and he alludes to hair by using the word birds, which are mentioned near each other in a pasuk in Daniel. Rabbi Meir holds Matbis Inish Bemida de Samichle. A person would vow in reference to something mentioned nearby the term he intends. And the Chachamim disagree. Rabbi Yochanan has a different reason for Rabbi Meir. So the man riding the hairy camel, who was inspired by water, sent to make fruit trees grow, and said, Hari alai l'shalech pera, was inspired again by some hairy birds flying by, and said, an obligation of birds is upon me. And then vowed a third time when he passed through a patch of grapeskins, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Hari nazir mina chartzani mina zog mina talachas mina tuma. One who says, I'm hereby nazir from grape seeds, or from grapeskins, or from hair cutting, or from tuma, Hari's a nazir, but called tiktuk de nazir is a love. He's a nazir, and all the details of naziris are upon him. The acceptance of one aspect of a nazir subjects him to a full status of naziris with all its laws. The Gemara says, our Mishnah does not accord with Rabbi Shimon, who holds, Eino chayv adjehidr makuam. He's not obligated in anything until he vows from all of them. Daf Dalit, so the Simmer Daf Dalit is a Delit, a door. So here goes. The Nazir Shimshon, who would not let the very different Nazir Olam come through the hairy door, that must be more in Daf Dalit, Delit, door. The Nazir Shimshon, who would not let the very different Nazir Olam come through the hairy door, which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches the difference between a Nazir Shimshon and a Nazir Olam. A Nazir Shimshon may never cut his hair, and if he becomes Tameh, does not bring Karbanos for Tumah. So the Nazir Shimshon, who would not let the very different Nazir Olam come through the hairy door to see his hairy Bechor, which reminds us, a Braisa teaches a Machlokes about Nazir Shimshon. Rav Yehuda says he's permitted to become Tamei, as our Mishnah has explained. Rav Shimon says, Ha'omer Nazir Shimshon lo'omer klum. One who says, I'm hereby Nazir Shimshon, has said nothing, because we do not find about Shimshon that a vow of Naziris ever left his mouth. The Gemara attempts to parallel this Machlokes with a Machlokes about one who forbids an item on himself, like a Bechor, which is forbidden. So the Nazir Shimshon, who would not let the very different Nazir Olam come through the hairy door to see his hairy Bechor, did let the handsome Nazir enter, whose hairy locks were arranged in curls. Which reminds us, the Gemara relates the incident with Shimon HaTzadik, who did partake of a carbon of a handsome Nazir. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do you learn? Kola ro sota bekukula yazir atzma mina yain. Whoever sees a sota in her disgrace should restrain himself through Naziris from wine. That's on daf. Daf Hey, so the Simmer Daf Hey is hay, or a bale of hay. So here goes. The Nazir prince and the Kohanim sitting on a hairy bale of hay. Hairy bale of hay? That must mean we're on Daf Hey. The Nazir prince and the Kohanim sitting on a hairy bale of hay and getting their heavy hair cut after 30 days, which reminds us, we have a machlokes regarding how frequently Avshalom trimmed his hair. Was it every 12 months, or every 30 days because of COVID, heaviness, like Kohanim, or every Friday? So the Nazir prince and the Kohanim sitting on a hairy bale of hay and getting their heavy hair cut after 30 days, debated whether the length of a stam naziris is 29 or 30 days, which reminds us, we have a machlokes regarding the length of a standard unspecified naziris. Rav Masna says it's 30 days, learned from the pasuk kadosh yeh, with the gematria of yeh being 30. And Bar Pada says it's 29 days, learned from the 29 times the Torah says different forms of the term nazir. So the Nazir prince and the Kohanim sitting on a hairy bale of hay and getting their heavy hair cut after 30 days, debated whether the length of a stam naziris is 29 or 30 days after they watched the Nazir get his hair cut on the 31st day. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a challenge to Bar Pada, since the Mishnah says that shaving is on the 31st day, and a challenge to Rav Masna, since shaving on the 30th day is valid. So once again, the Nazir prince and the Kohanim sitting on a hairy bale of hay and getting their heavy hair cut after 30 days, debated whether the length of a stam naziris is 29 or 30 days after they watched the Nazir get his hair cut on the 31st day. Dav Vav. So the Zimmer Dav Vav is a sword. So here goes. The Nazir who took the sword. Sword? That must mean we're on Dav Vav. The Nazir who took the sword with the hairy handle to shave off his hair on the 30th day before he began his next period of Nazirus. Which reminds us, the Mishnah say that if one accepted two consecutive Nazirus terms and was supposed to shave for the first term on the 31st day and the second on the 61st day and instead shaved on the 30th, it is valid. And he shaves for the second Nazirus on the 60th day, which is the 31st, beginning from the day he shaved. The Gemara explains that this is not a steer to Rav Masna, since he holds Mixus a Yom Kukul, part of the day counts as a full day. And the Mishnah is coming to teach that this principle applies even with a case of two consecutive Nazirus terms, that the 30th day can be counted both as the final day of the first term and the first day of the second term. So the Nazir who took the sword with the hairy handle to shave off his hair on the 30th day before he began his next period of Nazirus was distraught when he was informed that he had become Tamei that day, which reminds us. The Mishnah teaches that if a Nazir became Tamei on the 30th day of Nazirus, so serious a call, he forfeits the entire term and must begin again after completing the Tahara process. This only applies if he became Tamei during the Nazirus term, but not after. This Mishnah seems to disprove Bar Pada, who holds that Nazirus is only 29 days, and the Tumah thus occurred after the Nazirus term ended. Bar Pada responds by presenting the opposing opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that he forfeits only 7 days, which means he is postponed until he becomes Tahor, but does not forfeit any actual days. We see the Rabbi Eliezer holds his Nazirus is finished before the 30th day, and we should assume the Rabbanan agree on this point, but they consider the rabbinically added 30th day to be part of his Nazirus term, and Tumah then causes forfeiture of his entire term. So the Nazir took the sword with his hairy handle to shave off his hair on the 30th day before he began his next period of Nazirus was distraught when he was informed that he had become Tamei that day and shredded with his hairy sword his plan to be a Nazir for 100 days lest he become Tamei on the last day. Which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches that if a Nazir of 100 days became Tamei on the 100th day, the Tanakhama says he forfeits the entire 100 days, and Rabbi Yezer says he only forfeits 30 days. Rabbi Yezer darshans the pasuk, Zos Torah San Nazbi Yom Melos Yemei Nizro. This is the law of the Nazir on the day of his completion of his Naziris, which teaches, Nitma B'yom Melos, 10 will Torah's Nazir. If he became Tamei on the day of completion, given the law of his standard Nazir, there is a special dispensation given for Tumah on the final day that he only must begin a 30-day Naziris and not his entire term. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which stuff do you learn that if one said, I'm a Nazir from here until the end of the world, he's a Nazir for 30 days? That's on Daf Zion. Good. Number 2, which stuff do you learn that if one accepted two consecutive Nazir's terms and instead shaved on the 30th day, it's valid since Mixas Yom Kukula works on consecutive terms? That's on Daf Vav. Good. Number 3, which daf of Machok is about a Nazir Shimshon and the comparison to a Bechor? That's on Daf Dalet. Good. Number 4, which daf of Machok is if the length of a Stam Naziris is 29 or 30 days? That's on Daf Hey. Good. Number 5, which daf of the declarations of Hey and Hey Na'e are effective to make someone a Nazir? That's on Daf Beis. Good. Number 6, which stuff do we learn that if one said, I'm a Nazir like the hairs on my head, he has endless Nazir's terms since hair cannot practically be counted as opposed to days, which can. That's on Daf Zion. Good. Number 7, which stuff we mokok is if a Nazir becomes Tamei on the 100th day, the final day of his Nazirus, whether he forfeits his entire Nazirus or only 30 days? That's on Daf Vav. Good. Number 8, which of one says, I'm a Nazir for 30 days and 1 hour, he's a Nazir for 31 days. That's on Daf Zion. Good. Number 9, which Daf of Malchok is regarding how frequently Avshalom trimmed his hair? That's on Daf Hey. Good. And number 10, which Daf of Malchok is what happens if a Nazir becomes Tamei on the 30th day? That's on Daf Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldner Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.